Welcome to the radio broadcast, It's Time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying in the wilderness, crying to the body of Christ to turn your hearts back to the Lord. You know, many today have forgotten the Word of God. They don't see the Word of God daily in their lives. You know, the Word of God is life. The Word of God is alive. It's a living Word, and it's a Word that lives in us. And the more we live in the Word of God, the more we begin to be manifesting the nature and the image of Christ in us. Father, we thank you for this word that you're about to speak to our hearts, God. We ask, Father, that you open the ears and the hearts of those that are listening to this word, that they might see and know who they are in you. And when we fall short, God, that we will repent and ask, Lord, to come into our hearts and forgive us of our sins. Purge us of our iniquity. Purge us of our sin. Purge us of those things that are not like you. For no man can put new wine and old wineskins, as you have spoken to us in your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Luke 5:37 to 38. And no man putteth new wine in old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles. Both are preserved. Yes, both are preserved. You know, God preserves us because he puts more of his spirit in us little bit by little bit. But he says no man can put new wine in old bottles. You can't have the Holy Ghost more by measure in your vessel, in your being, when there are things inside of you that is not pleasing to the Lord, that is the Adam nature. The Adam nature. I'm going to be talking about the three things, not the main things, but there are three things, and of course there are more than three, that hinder us from growing in the Lord, that hinder you from growing in the Lord. When I say growing, that means the glory of God expanding in your being, expanding in your being. How many out there know that the works of the flesh can really hinder your growth in Christ? You can't serve two masters. When you're working in the flesh and you have the manifestations of the works of the flesh, it hinders God from placing more of his spirit inside of you. Because he doesn't want you to burst. We couldn't take the fullness of the glory of God in a vessel that is filled with junk, you know. And the junk is just stagnating. Or it might manifest every now and then. And we don't even realize it's in there. We want to talk to you today, as the Lord has instructed me, from life-living examples. You know, a message comes from the everyday life that we live, everyday life that we walk in. You know, you can see your life on each page. If you would just seek the Lord, you'll understand what's going on in your life spiritually as well as in the natural. And so things just don't happen because all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord according to his purpose. Because the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. God has a purpose for you, and he orders things in your lives. When you're yielded and you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. Now, Jesus is your Savior. When you say, Lord, make him Lord of your life, that means everything that you have, you give unto him. You give him your eyes. You give him your nose. You give him your mouth. That means you don't smell certain things. That means you don't say certain things. And there might be things inside of us that we don't say, but it hasn't come out yet. And so God will turn up the heat. He turns up that fire like that when you turn up the gold, when you're firing up the gold and you're refining gold and silver, and you turn the heat up, and then all the dross, all the impurities of the gold and the silver comes to the top, and he just skims it off. He takes us and he prunes us, you know, and he makes sure that we bring forth more fruit. When we recognize that we must purge ourselves, we must ask God to forgive us for those things that we're doing that we didn't realize that we were doing. But when the Holy Spirit convicts you, you know you're convicted. And when you're convicted, then it's for you to ask God to forgive you. No man can convict you. The Word of God convicts you by the Holy Spirit. When somebody's always trying to condemn you or lay the law on you legally, you know, by giving you the word, that, my friend, is Pharisaism. Pharisees, that's the way the religious people conduct themselves. It's religion. You have the Holy Ghost. When you receive Jesus Christ into your heart and ask him to come in and forgive you of your sins, and you repent and you turn from your ways, the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you. Those things that you used to do, you will no longer want to do. Any man who be in Christ is a new creation. Yes, you'll have a new nature. Now, that doesn't mean that your old nature will depart from you automatically. If that was the case, God would just call us home. We wouldn't even be here in this earth. But we're here in this earth for transformation and for renewing of our minds, that we might grow in grace, that we might come to the maturity, that we will be just like Jesus naturally. In the natural, it just comes naturally. Your desires to do what you used to do and whatever's in you will no longer be in you. That's why Jesus said, Satan's coming and he has nothing in me. That's right, because that nothing is sin. Jesus, he who knew no sin, he became sin. He was the perfect lamb that took away the sin of the world, the lamb of sacrifice. And he's the lamb of God. He's the perfect sacrifice that God the Father accepted because he died as a man without sin. But he rose again from the dead. And so we have that same resurrection power in us. And God is walking in us even in this day right now. But what God desires for us to do and to be is crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. And some of us have not crucified the lust of our flesh. We have not crucified those things inside of us that God wants to purge, clean up, and deliver you from. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Because we all have sinned and all have come short the glory of God. There is none that's righteous. We all have to answer to the Lord for whatever we do, for the works. You know, we're not judged like man will be judged who doesn't know the Lord, the unregenerated man. But those in Christ, your works will be judged. What you have done in Christ, whether it be burnt up, wood, hay, or stubble. And so, when someone tries to condemn you, listen to the spirit in which they're talking, because Jesus never condemns anyone. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And so we too do not condemn. And so here is the word of the Lord for right now. Yes, and there's difficulty going on with this equipment that I'm dealing with, so bear with me. The devil's a liar. He doesn't want this word to get out. The three things that we're going to talk about today, briefly, is fault finding. Fault finding. False accusation. False accusation. Judging others and not yourselves. judging others and not yourselves. Do you find fault in everyone else but yourself? Do you see the fault in another person and you're quick to find fault in that person because you're judging them? You're judging them without really understanding why they are doing what they're doing, without having that love and that mercy, you know, and having that kindness and that gentleness and that understanding to pray. Once you see something from someone, once you see a fault in a person and you know that you've been delivered from that fault, or you might even have the same fault, so you repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of that fault. But once you see that fault, that same thing that, you know, is going on in your life from another person, we should pray for that person without them knowing it. You don't go to them and say, you know, hey, you know what? I see you got a mean temper. You know, I had a mean temper once, and I'm going to be praying for you because you're just strictly mean, and you got a mean temper. Jesus never did that. Did you ever hear or see Jesus? That's right. When I say see, seeing the Spirit as you read the Word, hear the Word of God, as you hear the Word of God, Jesus never did any of these things. He never condemned a person. His Spirit came and has come and is still here to bring us into maturity, that we might be the fullness of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Fault finding is a sin. The works of the flesh, the old nature that has not been crucified, especially when one has not been delivered or purge from the Spirit, they enter into the kingdom of God with that old nature that Satan has a stronghold on them. And the person's life is still manifesting these things, but they go to church, they love the Lord, they're striving to do what's right, but every now and then these little things manifest and they come out. Recognize, David said, you know what? I recognize, I acknowledge my sin, and I ask the Lord to forgive me of my sin. Once you recognize what you're doing that's contrary to the Word of God, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't deny that, you know, this is not me. Fault finding is a terrible, terrible, terrible spirit. What it does, it deframes a person's character. What it does, it's like an onion. It layers on top of judgmental and being critical. You criticize other people. You're always finding fault with everyone else, but you don't see the mote in your own eye. Finding fault and falsely accusing others of doing things that you yourself are doing. And, you know, this is what Jesus has told us not to do and be aware of, because we're not aware of what we're doing sometimes. We just do it and we don't really understand why we're doing it, you know. But the Holy Spirit has come that you might realize that, hey, this is something that I'm doing that is not right before the Lord. And no one has told me this, you know, but I realize it from myself. And it's a wonderful thing when you know, you and God know that what you're doing is not a right life. Let a man purge himself. If you purge yourself and you'll be cleansed, and then you'll have more of the Spirit of God in you, and you'll have new wine, the new wine that manifests Christ in you, the hope of glory. Luke 6:37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. You see that, my brothers and sisters? Don't let that spirit of judgmental spirit that's in the world, that's on TV, Everyone has an opinion. Everyone is criticizing this one and that one, whether it's in sports, whether it's on a game show, on a sitcom, talk show. You know, it's that spirit of judgmental towards one another that is gravitating, and it's in the body of Christ. It's in the church. It's in the called out, the ecclesiastic. And so, you know, many don't realize it because they just go on living that way day after day, day after day. And then when they come into the presence of the Lord and others are being blessed by his presence, and they're crying and they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they go, why? What's going on with me? What's happening to me? And, you know, and the Lord is speaking to you, but he's waiting for you to humble yourself and just seek him and say, God, if there be anything that's in me that's not like you, clean me out, purge me, deliver me from my sin, the sin of of falsely accusing one another, the judging one another, false accusations, accusing a brother for something that he has not actually done. You know, this we can find in the body of Christ. This we see in the Word of God. Let's go to Luke. Those of you that have your Bibles that's following along, let's see if we can hear what the Lord is saying from his Word. Luke 23 and 14. Luke 23 and 14. Luke 23:14 said unto them, you have brought this man unto me. This is Pilate talking to the chief priests, talking to the religious folks in that day when they presented Jesus to the government. And Pilate is saying, you have brought this man unto me. So he notices, he recognizes him as man. He doesn't say he's God, okay? Unto me, as one that perverteth the people, and behold, see, they accuse him of perverting the word, the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. You see, there's many false accusations in the body of Christ. True men and true women of God will be falsely accused. Is someone falsely accusing you on your job, in your home, in your family, in your school, in your neighborhood, and you're striving to live a life that is Christ-like, and you're walking in the spirit of holiness, not holier than thou, but in the righteousness of Christ in you? Because some walk in holier than thou, that is a religious spirit. Jesus never walked in holier than thou. It's the religious people that was holier than thou. And so when someone falsely accuses you, and you're, because you're living right and you haven't really done anything, and you know this is a false accusation, and you recognize this spirit, yes, praise the Lord, rejoice and lift up your head, for they have accused Jesus of the same nature. Jesus never had this nature of falsely accusing people, but it's the religious people that falsely accuse you of doing something that you have not done. That's right. And only Jesus knows, the Holy Spirit knows, and the Holy Spirit is here to help you to understand who you are in Christ. Jesus is our Lord. He is our guiding light. And the fault-finding spirit and the judging of others and the false accusations towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, it hinders the pouring of new wine, the pouring of more of the Holy Ghost into your body. Therefore, you stay stagnated. You do not grow. you're not transformed and you're not renewed in your mind. You're not the same person that you used to be, but you're not growing and being a newer person. That means old things have been put away and new things are now being manifested in your life. The things that you used to do, the way that you used to talk, the way that you used to walk, the things that you used to hear, you no longer hear and enjoy them because you understand it's the way of the world. You understand it's the way of the sinner. You know, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end there is destruction, you know. And, you know, sometimes some people say, oh, it's so hard being this or doing that. No, it's not hard, beloved. It's not grievous. It's your flesh that doesn't want to cooperate with the Spirit of the Lord, because flesh and spirit always battling. Your flesh is always battling against the Spirit of God because it doesn't want to submit to the Spirit of God. If you yield, and when you yield yourselves and yield your members to righteousness and yield yourselves daily and talk with the Lord and walk before the Lord and be kind and gentle towards people and walk in love, you will begin to manifest Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes, there's times when you stand up for justice. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Yes, there's an injustice in the land, and so many people today are very angry and very, very upset about the way things are going in life. But Jesus said, let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid, for these things must be. We're in the end time, beloved. We're in a time where there's social injustice. There's a changing of the laws. There's a changing of the mindset of people because of the Antichrist spirit, you know, and everything becomes the norm because it's not culturally correct. It is culturally correct, and that's what the enemy wants to do, is change the culture. The culture is Antichrist culture. And so we don't have a culture of the world. Our home and our place is in the kingdom of God. This is where we live. We live in the kingdom. We're walking in the kingdom here in the earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so we are to be the light. We are to be the church. We are not to be like the rest of the world, falsely accusing people, judging other people, laying accusation on people, falsely accusing them, thinking yourself being better than they are. You know, these are just three types of sins that hinder you from growing in Christ. Grow in Christ. Be manifested by the renewing of your mind and the transformation. Let the word abide in you, and you abide in the word, and you will see that your life will change. You'll no longer judge others. You won't be so quick to judge a person for what you think that they're doing that is wrong. You want to condemn people. You want to always tell them what they're doing wrong. You know how some folks are? Yeah, let's keep it real. You know, oh, he's going down a one-way street. My goodness, don't he know the sign says one way? You know, and you don't really know why he or she is going down the one-way street. Maybe have a spirit of confusion on them. Maybe they can't see well. They just don't know. What we should be doing is praying that that person doesn't get a head-on collision going the wrong way. And so we have things a little mixed up because it's the world that has crept into our churches today, and we act more like the world than the church. And we refuse to go God's way. We don't want to yield ourselves to righteousness. We don't want to yield our members to righteousness. We don't want to yield our eyes and our ears and our hearts and most of all our minds, our imaginations and the thoughts. Our thought life has become, I call it stinking thinking, you know, because we're thinking negative. Because the enemy has placed this in the atmosphere, you know, and there's so much fear and doubt and insecurity, and there's no love, the lack of love, the love of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you can put on an act like you're really, you know, like you're high and you're friendly. But when there's things that's going on inside of you that is not right, and these things begin to manifest out of you, that's what God is saying. I'm purging you and I'm cleansing you from all unrighteousness, that you might have more of my spirit in your being, that you will reflect and be in the image of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The soldiers told Peter, you look like one of his disciples. Because see, beloved, when we're in the presence of the Lord, people see. They see that aura. They see that manifestation of the Holy Ghost around us. But we haven't come to a place yet where we're perfect. But we're striving to be perfect. We're striving to be more and more like Christ. Remember what the Lord says. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. The little foxes of false accusation, accusing your brother, accusing your sister. The little false fault-finding fox that finds fault and judges those who are seemingly doing something that they should not be doing. You know, judging others and not ourselves. You know, Jesus said it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person. You know, when the religious people came and tried to tell Jesus what about how they should eat and what's going on inside of a man, you know, and Jesus said, hey, it's not what goes inside of the mouth, it's what comes out of the mouth. Because out of the mouth, it proceeds from the heart. You see, the heart is deceitful. Who can know it? Only God. And so God wants to fix our heart that he can fill us, that we have rivers of living water. That means the Holy Ghost bubbling. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We're always prepared to give an answer. We're always walking daily in our lives, not just on Sunday or on a Wednesday, you know, or on a Monday or a Thursday if you have different activities in your fellowship on those days. But God wants us to have 24/7, even in our dreams, even as we fall into a subconscious state of mind. God wants us to live right. He wants us to live holy, not finding fault with one another, judging ourselves lest we be judged. And he wants us to live according to his word, that he can fill us with the precious Holy Ghost. Would you like to be filled with the Holy Ghost? You can be. Just repent. That means ask God to forgive you of those sins. If you find yourself in this message, fault finding, false accusation, judging others and not yourselves, you find yourself and you be honest with yourself and be honest with the Lord, you shall be delivered and you shall be purged. You shall be snipped. That's right. He is the vine and we are the branches. And when he snips us, he brings forth more fruit. And the snipping comes from when we say, Lord, forgive us of our sins. We have sinned against you. And take not thy spirit away from me. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying in the wilderness, crying to the body of Christ, a prophetic word, talking to you from experience. We love you. We love you. We love you. Until next time. Always remember, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Walk in love. Walk in Christ. Crucify the lust of your flesh and die to yourself daily, but alive unto Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.